When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come on! Are you ready? Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, do you buy your avocados in bulk?
Yeah, I mean, like six at a time. I think that's how they come. They come in a bag.
Do you get them from Avocosco?
Avocado? Like, seriously, you went backwards in that conversation to bring up. I mean, that's pretty. Avocosco's.
That's pretty.
Worth backing it up.
Worth it.
On Dave and Mahoney.
How would you talk to a puppy? I'm curious. Your dog talking.
Voice. Oh, most baby voice ever. Oh, look at that little. Oh, those little sweetie poos.
What did you call her?
You better catch a charge, man.
Dave and Mahoney.
Audrey's dog eating the underwear. Did she hide her homework in it?
Yeah, I did have my homework. Lots of notes from the lore of sex past. I'm married now.
She's
so
allowed to have sex.
I'm allowed to have sex now. Oh, Jesus, that was a tough year.
I didn't even mean it like that. All right. Well, see you later.
All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, Sarah Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, some bad news, because my wife is going to claim that this is her origin story because she is a liar. A 12-year-old boy spent the night locked inside of a Target store in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my gosh. I was once left in a Kmart.
My brother, my youngest brother, Matt Farah, he also got lost in a Kmart one time.
Really?
How about that?
Well, I mean, like, I think my mom was just tired of me having a tantrum, so she was like, all right, I'll see you later, and walked to the car, and I thought that it would have been, like, 10 years that I'd been there.
You know, I think back to when we were kids and, you know, going to stores and getting lost. I mean, I actively remember crawling inside of the clothes racks at stores. Yes,
that was
and
the
hiding.
Best place. That was the best place to hide.
And that must have been... I mean, I don't know how our parents just dealt with it because it was just a different time.
They just left us.
Yeah, they were just like, I don't see my kid. Like, whatever.
If it was the 80s, you lose a kid, it was fine. It was fine. They didn't totally care. Fine. They didn't care back then.
There was no cell phones there. You didn't have this constant surveillance. There was no cameras in the stores like there is today. The kids would just go hide inside of the clothes racks,
it's
me
because
included.
Because you thought there's nowhere else that they could be other than this store.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're here somewhere.
They're somewhere, yeah. I'll probably find them.
And stores weren't as big as they are now.
So the child was found by an employee when the store was open on Monday morning. The child's parents had freaked out and filed a missing persons report on Sunday because they couldn't find their kid. The parents, very happy that he was found safe, reunited with him. And, as a parent, I imagine that, yeah, that's like a interesting mix of emotions where you're just like, you want to shake it. Like, what are you doing? But also, I love you so much. Welcome back.
That would be, once you find out that your kid is safe, you sit there and you start asking all the questions, because what would you do if you were locked in a Target? Where would you go?
You gotta air tech them kids.
You're 12 years old. Doesn't that seem a little old?
That's way too old to be getting lost.
Like, if this is a 4-year old, okay.
Sure.
12? What are you doing, man? Like,
you know better.
You should
at 12.
Have a cell phone by now. Get a job. Like, what are you doing, man?
This kid hit on purpose. I don't. I'm a victim blame here.
Also, how cool would it be to spend the night in a Target
all
by yourself?
I just said that.
At 12 years old? I mean, that's what I mean, man. I'm with you, Audrey. That would be so cool.
Like, where do you go? I mean, if you're 12, do you go to play with the toys? Do you go to TVs? Do you just turn on the TV?
The answer is yes. You do all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go get snacks. Maybe pop popcorn. That boom chicka pop.
You break into the pharmacy and you get all the opioids.
I was going to say the condoms or whatever, because you're 12 years old.
Just
you're
start
kind of
trying them on.
Yeah, and just blowing them up. some good news today as well, and it's about time. I can't believe it took this long, but Airbnb has decided to ban indoor security cameras at all of their properties effective April 30th. So if you have an Airbnb booked between now and April 30th, somebody is going to be creeping on you. But post April 30th, no indoor cameras in Airbnb.
The fact that this was already a thing that they allowed up until that are still allowing until next month is wild to me.
The placement of the cameras is the issue, not the fact that they have cameras.
No, I mean, like, any camera inside. Like, could you imagine, like, oh, you rented a hotel suite, but there's a camera in the living room area, man. Like, it's just,
Hotels have better protections.
And that's which is why I think we're seeing Airbnb, you know, rightfully get called out for their bad practices on the, you know, the corporate side, on the owner's side. You know, it's to me, I will never stay at an Airbnb unless I have to stay with like 15 people. Yeah.
So under the new policy, interior cameras, regardless of their location, their purpose or prior disclosure, will not be allowed. And I think this is absolutely the right move.
Stop being creepy.
Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So Vince McMahon gets the boot from the WWE. He's still going to be fine. He's cashing out his $1 billion in stock. But now the WWE has some more problems on their hand. And when it was just the WWE and Vince McMahon was running the entire show, it's like, well, he's a billionaire. He can kind of do what he wants. That's not the case anymore. The WWE is now part of this TKO group under William Morris Endeavor, which is a publicly traded company. And that creates all sorts of issues when you're talking about, you know, legally what you're able to do. Stockholders obviously have a huge opinion. And, you know, this thing has been a huge hit for WME with the whole Vince McMahon thing. I mean, stock price getting rattled by a couple of bucks. I mean, you're talking about a market cap of billions of dollars when there's a scandal like this. It's a huge problem that they're dealing with, and it's not going away. So this whole thing with Vince McMahon and all the allegations against him, and there was, you know, accusations of sex trafficking and doing some really depraved stuff. I mean
horrendous stuff.
Yeah, you can look into it on your own if you want to. We don't need to get into it. But now there is another lawsuit that is saying that some of the other high-profile figures within the organization, including Nick Khan, who is the WWE president, the co-CEO and Stephanie McMahon, the COO and Brad Blum, and a former exec by the name of Brian Nurse, they're all being named as people that were covering up the actions of Vince McMahon.
There is no doubt, as anybody who has been around combat sports or has been around sports entertainment knows, that there are some people involved in this industry who are very, very, very powerful. You know, Vince being the most powerful in sports entertainment, that we're doing, this is just like literally the tip of the iceberg when it comes to some of the horrible things that were going on. And I don't know if it, you know, if this is the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I doubt it. They'll find a way. But
there's so much money that's involved in it now with, you know, WME owning TKO and having so much money and power behind it. I don't know if it continues to get buried, but I think a lot of people are going to get paid off.
Yeah, and I think that there's probably a cleaning of house sort of process that needs to happen here. But what a delicate situation this is if you think about this organization that, you know, has done very well for itself and has made, you know, untold amounts of money over the years. You know, you lose the figurehead in Vince McMahon, who obviously had a huge influence on it. But then basically this new lawsuit that was filed by a former employee named Janelle Grant that alleges that all of these other people were complicit in his actions. I mean, the easy answer is, well, you just got to clean house. But can you even do that and this company still be as viable as it has been if you have to start over?
I mean, if you clear the back of the house, that's one thing, because there's always new wrestlers coming in. But you can already see, you know, some strategic pieces being put into place. You know, you think of somebody like The Rock. Yep. You know, you look at how he's being pushed, and, you know, like, if you're going to have somebody be the head or the face of that organization, if Triple H is to, you know, if he falls,
right,
you know, The Rock is probably the guy, the next in the line of succession to, you know, be the face of it.
But you're talking about the biggest names, that, you know, I mean, with Vince McMahon and then the president and the co-CEO and the COO. I mean, that's all the big names. So can the WWE survive what is probably the biggest test of the organization? I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But it's one lawsuit after another right now.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show. Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know what this is all about. You just told me to call you a dummy.
There's nothing you can say they haven't heard before.
Leave us a message by calling 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, don't ever use the new toothpaste that's sitting on the counter unless the wife throws the old one away first. I don't care if you have to get out some pliers and squeeze every drop out of that old one first.
Message
you share toothpaste? You don't have your own tube?
What?
I think that's kind of moot as far as the point that he's making. I think that he's saying that his wife gives him a lot of grief if he does not finish his toothpaste. And that is an interesting point, because you think about the things in life where you're really saving money. Like, toothpaste in the grand scheme of things is just not that expensive. But for whatever reason, and I don't know if this is something that was instilled in me by my parents, because my mom, very much a Scottish penny pincher, if you will. Mm-hmm. I will get violent with the thing of toothpaste to make sure I get every last drop out of it.
I'm kind of like that with everything.
And then in my life, like, over the course of my entire life, how much has that actually saved me? I would venture to say... $7.
Well, it's about being wasteful. It's nothing about saving money. It's the fact that you bought that, so use it.
But we're so wasteful in so many other ways, too. I don't know. I like, for me, it's like the moment it becomes too hard to push out is the moment that thing gets yeeted into the trash can.
But I mean, like, do you sit there and try and get every piece of or every scoop of the peanut butter out of the jar as well? Or do you just throw a quarter of the jar away?
Not only is it every scoop, the finger goes in afterwards. Yeah. Right around the little rim there.
Yeah, so it's not just toothpaste. It's other things. And like also like the Cholula. I'm sure you're not throwing quarter jars of Cholula away.
I got that Cholula upside down, and I'm just smacking its little ass just to get every last little drop out.
Taking the little spigot off just to see. Yeah, yeah, man. I get it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I like the show already, but the fact that you guys just glossed over my 16 cats and didn't make fun of it, I really like it. You didn't make fun of me, like, you know, having no personality, but everyone does. See ya.
Message
you
deleted.
Do you, man. Yeah, like, if you can take care of those cats, then good for you. If some dude, if you've got 16 cats and you give them a good home, then good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's beautiful.
I can't take care of any animals.
You can't even take care of the Mahanimal.
Or myself, 99% of the time.
Was,
yeah.
That was you, actually. The Mahanimal's
yes,
yeah,
he's,
yeah,
okay, yeah,
right. He's in his cage.
Yeah, he's not
he's
allowed.
Locked up. He's the Mahanimal is locked up.
The Mahanimal is locked up.
He's not allowed out.
You give him one Coors Light, though, and oh, boy.
He's rattling.
After midnight, he just smells me.
Dang.
Please leave a message.
If I'm out drinking after midnight.
Oh, it is going to be a night.
Dude, I've made some choices that day.
The Tommy Bahama is fully unbuttoned.
He's fully unbuttoned, and his wife is 200 yards behind him, grumbling about how she's going to divorce his ass.
She's already dealing with him.
She is already. She's initiated that launch sequence already. She has pushed the red button, and there are divorce papers being rocketed to me.
Some lawyer's getting woken up in the middle of the night. It's an emergency.
Dave Mahoney and Audrey. Been listening to y'all for a while. Decided to go to the website and check out the pictures. And all I got to say is, damn, Mahoney, you looking good, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Message deleted.
You know, it's hard to be this handsome. It really is.
It's a burden?
It is.
It is, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But the good news is like, so, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who are obsessed with looking younger and looking good and, you know, that sort of thing. You know, I'm just glad that I know that I will never have to get Botox because my fat is like my natural Botox.
Your skin is already at its limit.
Yeah, there's no lines forming because it keeps getting pushed out.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Mahoney, this might be the perfect intersection of two things that we absolutely love. Your favorite fast food restaurant is, of course,
McDonald's.
Now, you say that you've been to virtually every McDonald's in the
Dave,
world.
Not even virtually.
This is a McDonald's in Toronto that this takes us to. And
I remember that one fondly.
Do you? Yeah. One of your favorites?
One of my favorites.
Yeah. McDonald's play place or no?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to look that up. Do new McDonald's have play places or not?
Not really. No.
I don't know if people
new ones don't.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the last time that I saw a McDonald's that had a play place that still had the ball pit.
Are they older?
Yeah.
I used to love a McDonald's play place as a kid, though. So, I mean, same. I wish they would make them, keep them up.
We used to go to McDonald's in Brainerd, Minnesota, every single Sunday after church.
Yeah.
And my parents would finally get a little bit of a break because we'd all sit down, eat our food, and then just go outside and go ham for, it felt like hours, and maybe it was, while they just finally had a little bit of quiet time.
Yep.
But, so McDonald's, obviously one of our favorites. This is the McDonald's in Toronto, and a raccoon, which is what makes it the perfect intersection of things that we love, because both Mahoney and I grew up with pet raccoons. Mine was Rufus, yours was Rocky, and love raccoons. Even to this day, I wish that I could have a little bandit that lived in my house with me. They're just so cute.
You could. I mean, you can domesticate them.
But depending on where you live, there's a lot of laws.
Well, I have a secret pet that I haven't told my landlord about. You could do the same.
You know what? That's a great idea. I should have an illegal raccoon.
You should.
This video that was posted on social media shows the raccoon calmly walking walking around in this McDonald's. Like, you could tell that this raccoon had
been here before.
It spent some time around people because, you know, like some raccoons very skittish, you know, they'll go running away. This is a fat raccoon, and he's just waddling around this McDonald's. And he even, like, approached a dude who was recording the video and started, like, sniffing his legs, looking at his jacket, like, checking his pockets and stuff. And the employees were trying to use chicken nuggets to lure the raccoon out of the restaurant. And the raccoon's like, nah, I know.
I want the burgers.
I know what y'all are doing. I came here for that filet of fish. I ain't leaving until I get it. So they were sitting here for quite some time trying to get this raccoon out of this building, trying to lure it out. They had a broom and everything. They were trying to scoot it out the door.
That raccoon's like, nah, man, if you're scared, I ain't moving.
He's like, I'm a raccoon. I ain't scared of no McDonald's employee with a broom.
Yeah, give me that filet of fish,
that's
bitch.
Right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So I didn't think that I would be excited about this, but here I am. I didn't think it was going to be a real thing. Rob Reiner has come out and said that he is going to bring us Spinal Tap 2, Mahoney.
Well, you think about everybody who was involved in the first Spinal Tap, and these are, I mean, legends of comedy. And the first Spinal Tap movie, I think it was done so well that some people didn't realize that it was a mockumentary.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've got Michael McKean, who who has been in literally everything, but like most recently, you know, the brother on Better Call Saul, but he's, he's comic royalty. Rob Reiner, obviously comic royalty. But
Harry Shearer, Christopher Guest.
Christopher Guest, who's done every one of those other, mockumentaries like Best in Show and Waiting for Guffman. I mean, some of the best movies that have just ever been put out when it comes to the mockumentary genre.
So the original Spinal Tap came out in 1984, and this second one that's going to be coming out is going to follow the band after a 15-year hiatus for a final concert, and I think it's going to be wonderful. You talk about some cameos, too. Paul McCartney, Elton John, Garth Brooks, Where Are the Bodies? Trisha Yearwood, Questlove, all making appearances in this second one as well, so certainly some fanfare from some of the biggest names in music as well. Excited for that. Speaking of big names, this is a hell of a tribute set for Jimmy Buffett. A tribute concert for the late Jimmy Buffett is going to be called Keep the Party Going, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett and Paul McCartney, the Eagles, John Bon Jovi, Zach Brown, Brandi Carlile, Kenny Chesney, Eric Church, Sheryl Crow, Jack Johnson, Carolyn Jones, Jake Owen, Pitbull. I mean, just everyone.
Pitbull.
I know.
All right.
Pitbull.
Mr.
But
Worldwide.
The point is, almost everyone under the sun is getting together to celebrate Jimmy Buffett. And that's, one thing that I love about Jimmy Buffett is he just brought about the feeling of good times.
Right.
You know, like the parrot heads, just everyone out there having a good time.
He created a whole, movement that, you're right. That was based around just people having a good time and partying. And I will say this, I am kind of disappointed that I never got to experience a Jimmy Buffett concert in person.
Because you've been grooming yourself to be a parrot head for years now.
That is the life I want to live. Yeah. I want to be, down in Margaritaville.
You know what? Maybe this is your opportunity. April the 11th, going to be happening at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. One final send-off to Jimmy Buffett. This could be your moment.
There was a comic out there who was pointing out, being wasted away in Margaritaville. Regionally, Margaritaville was just this magical place that we all created in our head. But if you were like a Gen Zer listening to that song for the first time, listening to it like how the words are, like you're wasted away in Margaritaville, which is basically just a TGI Fridays down on Hollywood Boulevard.
You don't realize that. It's like basically like a country song, like being drunk at Applebee's,
Right, yeah.
So Christina Applegate sat down for an interview with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America and said she felt beloved at the Emmy Awards back in January. She's been dealing with MS. I didn't know that Jamie Lynn Sigler is also dealing with MS right now, but both of them sat down for this interview with Robin Roberts to talk about it. And, MS is just such a tough thing to deal with. There's no cure for it, obviously. And we've seen what has happened to Christina Applegate, where she has trouble getting
around and walking. A vibrant, amazing actress who's hilarious. And it just sucks, man. Like this, I hate our bodies sometimes that, when they betray us like this.
Well, she did say something, though, because at the Emmys, everybody was kind of like, being like, whoa, Christina, oh my God, at whether or not she had MS or not, right?
Yeah.
But she was like, hey, guys, I'm not dead yet. Like, quit acting like I'm like, two steps into the grave already. Like, treat me like I'm still here. I'm up here.
Because she is.
Yes.
Yeah. The full interview is going to be available on all their platforms, but if you're interested in Christina Applegate's take on what she's going through right now, it is part of the Good Morning America interview with Robin Roberts.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Let me introduce you guys to a young man that won the lottery at 19 years old, and he won $35 million. He is broke now. And I empathize with this young man because I'm afraid that if I'd won $35 million at 19 years old, I would have made a lot of the same decisions
well,
that he did.
Well, his parents and everybody who was around him just did not, they did not.
How old is he now?
So, Mahoney, he is 35 years old now. So,
I mean,
again,
that's a pretty good run, though. 17, 18 years. To less than $1 million a year after taxes. You know, sure, I can see how this happens.
But let me explain to you how it actually did happen. So he was the youngest person to scoop the Powerball jackpot for $35 million from South Carolina,
right,
which is where he's from. His name is Jonathan Vargas. He went by J.V. Rich.
You're telling me you're not able to make that much money last for
and
the rest of your life there?
Almost 20 years ago money, too? That's a significant amount of money.
This guy's an idiot.
Well, he is being called an idiot by some people because he decided that he was going to launch a television series where he was the Hugh Hefner of female wrestling. So he bought his own mansion and created an all-female wrestling show where they competed for his attention.
Dude, just hire hookers, bro.
Which is just...
just hire hookers.
Is this guy good looking at all?
Not particularly. Yeah, not really. I mean, he's an average looking dude or whatever. But, you know, he was a former construction worker. He chose the lump sum as opposed to, you know, spreading it out over his life, which a lot of, you know, lottery experts, if there's such a
thing. That's the way you do it.
Recommend that you do that. But he did create this reality show. It had the first series of 13 episodes called Wrestlicious Takedown. Never hit screens again after it got some pretty bad reviews because I guess everyone else wasn't on the train of these women should be pining for J.V. Rich's attention as much as he thought so. But $35 million at 19, now 35, without any of the money. But you know what? Heck of a story.
I mean, good run, man. Are you, so is he going back to the world of construction, you think?
I mean, probably. You got a skill. You got a trade.
There you go, man.
Right, back to work.
Owned his own company if he was smarter.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Yeah,
Dave and Mahoney present.
Fast food freakout.
Shut up and listen to my order.
Tina is joining us today for a round of fast food freakouts. Tina, do you have a favorite fast food restaurant for reference?
Well, I would say In-N-Out.
Okay. Excellent choice there. We have some real-life meltdowns that have happened in these fast food restaurants across the country. We're trying to figure out which one it is. Mahoney and Audrey don't know the correct answer here, so they're playing along with you today. And I will say they're both very, very good at this game. But Mahoney wants to make this all about him. So go ahead. I can see you're ready to talk.
Dave, we know that I am one of the world's leading fast food forensic experts. And between Audrey and myself, we have been in the back of Ubers drunk in at least 7,936 Taco Bell drive-thrus the hour of midnight.
That does check out. All right, Tina. So the first one here, another customer takes this man's drink, but instead of having them make him a new one, he decides that he wants to have a meltdown instead and starts demanding a refund. Here we go.
What do you mean, sir?
What do you mean? I'm coming call the Starbucks for you. I know who you are.
Okay, no worries.
Give me the money back. Give me the back money.
What money?
I paid for my coffee.
So $5.65? $3.25.
And I give $2.25. She has to give the coffee me to get the second customer. The second time do that.
No worries.
What does mean no worries?
Okay. Is that A, a Dutch Bros, B, a Starbucks, or C, a Panera?
That's a. I mean, those prices, those are Starbucks prices.
You think?
And Dutch Bros doesn't have, I've never seen one.
Okay.
An indoor area that you can walk in.
I have seen a walk up Dutch Bros before.
Yeah. But also, even if that guy was yelling, they would still find a way to like be cool and talk to him because that's just the hippie ass kids who work there.
Yeah. The only thing that would make me steer towards like a Panera is because I heard a baby involved there. And I feel like getting out and going to a Starbucks just to have your kid in tow feels like a lot just to go inside of a Starbucks.
I think
he
said like $3.39. So my guess is he ordered a small coffee. I'm sticking with Starbucks.
Okay,
Tina, you make the ultimate decision here: Dutch Bros, Starbucks, or Panera.
You know, I'm thinking Panera. That's too cheap for Starbucks.
Yeah, you are wrong. That was a Starbucks. That was a Starbucks. Mahoney was right.
Whatever,
so
the
that
small
mom just
is
brought
called.
Her kid in.
Yeah, she brought the kid in. I think you're right, Audrey, with what you were thinking. Like, as a parent, that doesn't seem like there's any worse place in the world to bring my kids than into a Starbucks.
For $3.
But,
for $3. Like, you got to unbuckle your kid for $3.
Yeah, all right. So, Tina, you're still alive here. You got two more to go, but we got to get both of these right. So let's see if we can combine our powers. The next one is a woman calls the police because there are kids playing and having fun in a restaurant. She is being called a Karen by some people for complaining about this, but here we go.
You're going to do what? You're going to call the cops on my kids for playing? I'm talking to you.
Screaming is
I'm talking
playing.
To you. It is playing. They're playing in a kid's area.
In the bathroom.
Just because you're middle-aged and have no kids and no family doesn't mean... No, they're kids.
They don't have the right to take over the whole restaurant.
They do. They're kids. Get out.
Is she talking like on a mini mic, like a karaoke mic?
Did she bring a bullhorn with her? What's going on there?
I'm going to call my shot.
Okay.
I think that's a Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, not even on the list.
Not on the list.
Not on the list. Wow. It's either A, a Wendy's, B, no. a Hardee's slash Carl's Jr., or C, a McDonald's.
It's a McDonald's then.
Okay. Tina?
I'm going McDonald's.
That is correct. Still alive, and now you can get the win.
That felt like big Chick-fil-A energy.
It did. Kind of like a little bit of the entitlement in there as well, you know? Yeah.
It did.
I hear
it. Did, because you normally don't see the crazy freakouts with the employees, but that was employee-on-employee, or customer-on-customer action that we saw.
That's okay. A new McDonald's.
Here we go. Third and final one here. You win it or you lose it right here. Woman loses it because flies are pooping and having sex on the meat, according to her.
Mm. Okay. Oh, what?
Yeah, it's... kinky ass restaurant.
That's all we get.
That's all you get.
That's all we get.
Wendy's Echo, maybe?
A, Taco Bell. B, Subway. Or C, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Subway.
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 You're going Subway as well, Tina?
Yes, I am.
For the win or the loss. That is correct.
That is big Subway behavior.
Big Subway behavior for sure.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
New message.
Call the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY.
That's 833-963-8669. Please leave a message.
Why are the deli count of people at the grocery store so weird?
Message deleted.
The deli county?
No, the deli counter people.
Counter.
So the reason why the deli counter people are so weird is because, that's a really interesting observation. I hadn't thought of that before. The people that go to the deli are also simultaneously incredibly weird.
I'm a delier.
I know, weirdo.
I'm a butcher girl, too. Well, you love a butcher.
We love a good butcher.
Butcher's different than deli. You walk into a butcher, everyone's in a good mood. Everyone at the deli counter is awkward, staring at the ground, mouth breathing. Like, there's just no normal people there.
Really? You find that to be? I just think it's proximity. And I think that we're all depressed that this is the only other meat option in this grocery store is right here, one step away.
What were you hoping for, Audrey?
Better meats.
Better meats. More options.
More options. Better meats.
And I'm not saying that if you go to the deli, that makes you a weirdo. I'm saying that when I go to the deli, I also turn into a weirdo. I don't like that about myself.
You're like, let me get that, like, boar's head, jalapeno and cheddar stuffed bologna.
There's no...
3 pounds of that.
There's no cool and casual way to ask for that.
You can't order boar's head in a cool way. No.
Let me get the gabagool, please.
There's nothing
and the
cool
bruschette.
About it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, whenever I go to the deli, I just have conversations with them because, you know, that's just what I do. And they really don't respond back. So this is a very accurate observation. I think it's because they're handling meat all day.
I think I need to work on myself, though. I mean, if we're being honest, like, I need to be less shameful about going to get 2 pounds of sliced cheese.
Yeah, you should be less shameful.
I should. That's a normal thing.
Why do you feel shame in
the
cheese?
I don't know. I don't know. If I'm walking in needing... several pounds of cheese and meats. I feel ashamed.
I mean, yeah, that's a lot of
meats. You've got a large family, Dave. You've got a large, very large family. That's
thinly sliced, please. And can I try it first?
Oh, I always ask for it. I always ask. Is that ridiculous? Maybe that's why. They just don't want little samples. I just need to be able to try to make sure that it's
thin enough.
They're
like, yes, ma'am, the ham still tastes like ham.
No, No, it's about the thickness or the thinness. It matters.
Are you a thick ham or a thin ham?
I'm an extra thin. Like extra thin. I like it almost like shaved.
Like you can almost see through it. Like it's almost translucent.
Yeah, because I like mixing my meats. See, like I like doing like the turkey and the ham, so I like it thin.
Everything about this is weird. You're like, I want see through ham, please.
That's ham. That's ham's lucent.
Ham's lucent.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, yo, Audrey, you should get word of the day, toilet paper. That seems more up your speed. That junk works.
Message deleted.
Okay, sure. I'll take your suggestion and I will add it to the list of other suggestions that I won't do, but I'll pretend. Mm-hmm. I'll pretend for you, sir. But
can we just talk about that for 1 second? The word of the day, toilet paper. It doesn't seem like, I mean, if you're, you know, you got a lot to clean up, like, do you skip a couple of days? Like, do you miss it? Because yeah. It doesn't seem like you would. There's like a metered way to figure that out properly.
For a word of the day.
That's a crappy suggestion.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So poor Audrey has been just going through it with these cats. She got a couple of cats and it's been, what, about four months now that you've had the cats?
So December 4th is whenever I got the kittens. Okay.
So it's coming up on 4 months and it's been a very trying experience, I think to put it gently. Because they have ringworm, and you know, I wasn't really that familiar with ringworm until this, and yeah. I learned about it. But they can
quite
pass
contagious.
It back and forth. They can pass it to your dog. They can pass it to you, mm-hmm. like it's very
to your
contagious.
Husband.
It's
mm-hmm.
much like you know staph infections. Like you hear about that a lot with like you know high school wrestling and like MMA gyms and stuff. And that's why they have to clean the mats constantly mm-hmm. because once that starts spreading, like athlete's foot back in the day, it's just super contagious.
It's a fungus.
But
you don't hear about athlete's foot very often anymore.
What happened to athlete's
Whatever
foot?
Whatever happened what to athlete's Did we beat it? Did tough acting, tenacting taken out? Or did we just stop being athletic?
Maybe it's still very much a real thing, just not for us, mm-hmm. you know?
People don't go barefoot in locker rooms as much like they used to.
That could be it. But it's tough acting, tenacting. I haven't heard that in a hot minute. But poor Audrey, you've been dealing with these cats with this ringworm, and I know that it's been tough, and I'm sorry that you've been going through it.
It's okay. I think we're in the clear. But I got something, Dave, that I think might have just totally backfired on me. So I got a black light. So one of the ways, it's called a wood lamp, kind of like whenever you're trying to detect like a scorpion, okay? One of the ways that you can find, you know, bacteria or a fungus, in my case, is with this black light. And whenever you put underneath, it's called a wood lamp, like I said, if you put the wood lamp over the possible infection, you can see will light up like a fluorescent green, like lime green. Bacteria lights up orange, like there, and I think like dust and dander lights up blue.
And so, scorpions glow in the dark.
And
it's
scorpions glow in the dark.
Yeah. Bodily fluids.
My, I don't know what color those are. I don't want to look up that.
Neon white.
Yeah.
I have a black light too for looking for scorpions. And
Do not take that into the office.
Don't go into the office.
Oh, God.
You don't open the doors. Close the door.
Oh, we are animals.
So I haven't taken it into the bedroom yet, but I did take it into the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. It picks up fecal matter, too.
Oh, my God, man. So I was like, oh, the cats, they're getting better. But, oh, my God, this bathroom. I am not joking. All day yesterday, I think I'm still high from bleach. Like,
really?
I was locked into this bathroom, like, spraying the bathroom all over the place with bleach because I could not believe my eyes whenever I took this black light to it.
So your husband is not a fan of germs at all. You've said that he's kind of a clean freak, and that's wonderful.
He made me FaceTime him to show him.
I was going
to
ask.
The black light. I think I have to return it because there is no way I can exist with this black light knowing that's what life looks like.
This is like why you don't watch like factory farming videos either, Audrey. Like there are things that we need to like just pretend we have a willful ignorance that they don't exist. So we can continue to just live our lives.
Yeah, stop telling me how intelligent pigs are, man. Like, this bacon is delicious. I don't want to associate the two.
Nope. You know? I do not want to know.
And in the case of, like, how filthy my house actually is, like, under a black light, I want nothing to do with that.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, man. The neon white juices that I was seeing all over the place, that wasn't even the issue. It's so much color. So much color. I was like, oh, my gosh. The bacteria, because the little orange bacteria or like the bright neon yellow that was popping up, I was like, oh my God. It made me feel like I was Because you've heard me talk about how clean.
You can't.
It felt like I was a pig. It felt like I was a pig in a pigsty.
You gotta, return it.
You can't get. You can't. Like, you are going to give yourself like new anxiety because of this. Like, you can't live.
Well, the thing about it
like,
is,
you're going to become paralyzed from this.
I
know you.
I am paralyzed. So, but the problem is that I was having to go through with this black light for me and my brain, because if I let the cats out, if they get better, I need to figure out where those little spores are so they don't get it again.
Now, I don't want to say it's a fix-all, and I know that, you know, cleaning it with bleach, I'm sure, did a great job, but have you tried...
Bleaching my brain? No, I haven't tried that yet.
Tough act, it's an actin'.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
They may not have money to feed their family, but they have enough for a pack of Pall Malls and a Powerball ticket.
It's the Redneck Report
on Dave and Mahoney.
To kick off today's Redneck Report, I've got some startling news. Do you guys remember that dude who legally changed his name to D's Nuts? that actually happened. Shockingly, D's Nuts does not make great decisions.
Okay.
Because D's Nuts ended up in some handcuffs. I've been waiting to say that.
I mean, that could be a real good Saturday night for somebody.
Did you say D's Cuffs?
I did.
So the man, whose name is now legally D's Nuts, was arrested in Green Bay following an alleged disturbance on the city's east side. The incident involved a gun, later turned out to be a BB gun, which, what are you doing?
Bro.
You're actually going to get shot for carrying around and wielding a BB gun. He appeared to be highly intoxicated, was charged with battery and disorderly conduct with the use of a dangerous weapon. Two individuals involved in the incident reported arguing with him over the phone, leading to a physical altercation when they found the door to a residence locked. Again, his name, D's Nuts, was used consistently throughout the official complaint, which I appreciate. D's Nuts have finally gone to jail. So you think that your rideshare passenger was bad? How about this guy? His name is Jason Robert Haggerty. He is a 46-year-old nurse practitioner. Was charged with exposure of his junk after allegedly sitting in the front seat of a rideshare. And
he should be arrested for that in and of itself.
I know.
You should not. If you're the only one riding in the front seat,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
So he was sitting in the front seat and started to vigorously pleasure himself.
Mm.
Now the rideshare.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this though. I mean, I know you say vigorously, but I feel like it would be worse if he was not vigorously pleasuring himself.
Like
if it was like slow and like methodical.
Ew.
As opposed to vigorously. Like, if you're going to do that, please let it be vigorously.
So I guess the rideshare driver didn't speak English.
Oh, no.
And that was part of the problem, is that he said that he didn't think that the person that was doing the self-pleasuring was able to understand his request that he stop.
I think noises. Like, I think universally we can all understand, like, that means what the heck.
What's wild is that he was trying to tell this guy to stop, couldn't figure out how to do it for whatever reason, probably because the guy just didn't want to listen. And this rideshare driver pulled out his cell phone and started recording this guy doing it, to which he continued doing it.
Well, he probably thought he was like, well, I'm putting on a show.
Yeah. And
did he send it to the corporate office? Can you imagine the person who got that email in corporate?
Yeah, he finished the job, so to speak. And
oh, no.
Yeah.
Did he get on his camera?
Yeah, the rideshare driver said that he had to personally clean up the mess.
Is there a cleaning fee that's involved in that, I hope?
Yes, there better be.
Does this put a new name to carjacking?
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, my God. With these people, shut up.
Dave and Mahoney. How do you really feel?
Tell us
by calling the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail
at 833-YO-DUMMY.
YO-DUMMY. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi. I had my grandson, who was hard to wake up, found out the trick to getting him up and motivated is you would say, hey, Josh, you got a bug on you. And boy, he would wake up.
Message deleted.
You're going to give kid all sorts of anxiety and sleep issues. This is going to create problems that will leave ripples for decades.
You're exactly right, Mahoney. You need to do the gentle parenting like my dad used to do to me. And keep in mind, we had 6 kids in the house. So when it was time to go, you sort of had to get everyone up in a hurry. But he did it really lovingly and thoughtfully, where he would walk over to the edge of the bed and he would grab me by the ankle and throw me out of it.
That's what good parenting is.
Yeah, like, let's go.
So that's so funny, because my mom was a sleepy girl, sleepy time queen. So it was just expected that I was going to get up and get ready for the bus, because the bus would go right outside of my door. I did not have to walk very far at all. So if I had to wake my mother up, I knew that there was going to be hell to pay from my stepdad, because it's one thing that you didn't do. He was a protector of her in her sleep. There was one thing you did not do.
Don't wake up mama.
Don't wake up mom. So if they had to drive me to school, I knew I was going to be grounded. There would be no sleepovers. There would be no nothing. Like, I could not imagine.
I will say that, you know, my dad doing that when we were growing up, I understand why, because I didn't have the perspective that I have now being a dad myself of how violently my kids wake me up. And so that was surely just payback for all of the times that we bum rushed him while he was sleeping.
You get to sleep?
So,
not anymore, not with kids.
My mom would come into my room and just like slowly just like rub my back.
Oh, God.
And like, you know, talk
You're
to me
so
in a sweet voice.
You. What do you mean? Like, oh, you were loved.
She would like turn on spa music and like so wake you up with the smell of eucalyptus.
Okay, you think that's a lot? So I thought, you know, and again, I, you know, being an only child, that fit.
Good morning, Jason.
Oh, just slowly feeding him Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
Are you hungry, my sweet boy?
You want to hear something worse, though? So my wife, and she's probably, I don't know if she's going to get mad at me for saying this, but it's too ridiculous not to share. So she lived on a two-story house, and her room was on the second story when she was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think every day until even like middle school, her dad would wake her up by picking her up and carrying her to breakfast.
What is she, Ariana Grande? What are you talking about?
What is she, the queen?
She Mariah Carey?
But she's an only child too, so, you know.
What do you mean there are children like this that have this life? I mean, that is so, I cannot even imagine that life. I would have turned out, first of all, way less funny.
What are you talking about? I'm hilarious.
You are funny. Yeah. But I think it's also because like you were angry. Yeah. Like you had so much testosterone within you that like you were blinded by your rage that you were unable to see how good you had it.
It's because he had to experience the real world. That's why he's so angry all of the time.
It's true.
He comes from he lived in a bubble of love and
oh, it was great.
The silver spoon? What do you mean? I can't take it with me everywhere. Don't you see I'm a 6 foot white man?
6'4", 6'5"
Excuse me, the 4 inches matter. Yeah, they do.
So look, believe you me, those two.
There is a very popular song, Bang on the Drum, that's played at Fire in the Hole at Dave Farrah. Dave Farrah's favorite football team, the Green Bay Packers. The Lambeau Leap, whenever they score a touchdown, they play Bang on the Drum.
Message
Why
deleted.
Are we talking about all these random teams that none of us care about fight songs? Like, I don't care.
I think it's because, like, the one thing that men have is their sports knowledge.
But about their team. Nobody cares about another team's fight song.
Like,
Audrey, you monster. How dare you come at us like that?
That's like your politics.
No.
That's like all that you guys
You know,
got.
I used to kind of look down at my nose with, because I've got tons of friends that are like super into sports, and some of them are in sports broadcasters, and they're so proud of their knowledge of sports, and then sitting around and talking about sports. It's guy small talk.
It is.
But ever since politics have become as toxic as they have,
oh, you got your sports.
I am all about somebody talking about sports instead of politics.
Sports and weather.
You want to talk about the undercard of some UFC fight card that no one's going to watch? I'm here for it. Don't bring up Biden or Trump, please.
I knock it. That was a joke. I love sports talk as well. I think that it's funny banter, but whenever we're sitting here going into the lore, like Mahoney just said, the lore of whatever National Lampoons, whatever that guy just said, like, I don't even know. It's just silly.
Yeah.
But it's what he's got. He knows that knowledge, and he wanted it broadcasted this morning.
It's all we've got.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is the biggest complaint about your workplace? Be honest. Message deleted.
I mean, for me, it's just I drive 45 minutes every day.
That is a decision that you made.
That's
yeah. You chose where you were going to build your house. Like, you made that choice.
I want to be as far away from you guys as possible. That's why. And here's the thing, because we were talking about this the other day, you know, because I am building the new house, and it's going to be done in like 6 months or so. And one of our coworkers here asked if I was going to have a housewarming party and invite everybody. And I said, sure, I will.
You
and then
will?
Nobody's going to come because I'm 45 minutes away.
I did just glance over into the producer studio when Julie asked whether or not there was any complaints about the workplace. And Chris held up a piece of paper. I don't know what that means.
It's a list.
Oh, you have a long...
No. My biggest complaint is the dumbest thing ever is computer paper.
They lock up all of our computer paper here like it's some prize.
Because most people don't use printers anymore. There's email.
Dave uses e-bites.
Dave hates trees.
Dave hates trees.
Big on climate change. Like purposefully, actually uses fumes.
Burn out the ozone. Kill it all.
I have a Costco business membership. We can just go to Costco and buy our own printer paper if it's a problem.
You know we're not going to do that.
It's $25 a box. It's fine.
We've already bought our own Staples, man. When do we draw the line?
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, Mahoney, you made it no secret that you are very much a mama's boy. You like having somebody that takes care of you. And your wife is extraordinarily good at just handling things. Like, she's a very intelligent, capable woman in many ways. And unfortunately for her, much of her energy gets spent taking care of you. But,
I mean, in certain ways, Dave.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Like helping guide you when it comes to your diet, which I know that you're on a diet right now.
Yeah, I mean, she's a very healthy person in general. Like, she eats healthy. You know, she's not like her cravings or her drive are not like her. She eats food for fuel.
You actually try to make her go off the rails. So there's like this special cookie release right now that's going on this week.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted it on social media, which is why I saw just how over the top that you went. Mm-hmm. But she eats clean. Like you said, she eats for fuel. She doesn't really have a lot of vices really in any way in life.
Right.
But there is this one particular cookie that's limited release from one of those cookie shops. And it's out this week. And she posted what you ordered her. And that looked like at least a dozen of them that could fit into the frame.
Yeah, that was $40 worth of cookies.
Were they the minis or were they big?
No, the full size ones. They were like Lucky Charms cookies, like for St. Patrick's Day.
So big.
And they are good. But she, like, this is like, she doesn't crave anything. So, like, the fact that she, like, looks forward to this all year. I ordered her a dozen of these cookies.
It's like a bouquet of flowers, but in cookies.
Yeah. And, like, she freezes them and put them in the freezer, and she'll eat them, like, one a month, maybe, if that. You know, I think last year we got, like, six or four.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was like, well, why don't we just get a dozen?
It's so funny because I'm the same way with my wife. Like, she eats so clean and she's so good about, you know, how she takes care of her body and everything else. Meanwhile, I'm just a piece of garbage. But anytime that I can encourage her to indulge a little bit, I do. And so I feel where you're coming from on this.
So, you know, that's me trying to be a bad influence. But her, on the other hand, she's kind of being I don't know if you want to call it a good influence, because right now I'm doing this weight loss thing. So
you look good, by the way.
Thank you. I'm down quite a bit. I'm down, I think, maybe 10 pounds, a little over 10 pounds now.
Oh, good for you.
I weighed myself this morning. So, like, things are moving in the right direction for me. But with my wife visiting this week because she's on spring break, you know, it has led to, you know, some, I don't know how to put this. There are some bad decisions that I would like to make.
It's so funny that, you know, we always find ways to treat ourselves. You know, it's like, oh, well, my wife is on spring break, and so clearly I should get a hall pass to, you know, eat large pizzas every night.
Like, I don't see you every day.
you need to get the eighth piece.
That's right.
You know, it's a special occasion with you being here. And even if we go out to a restaurant or someplace, I can find something that fits within this. And my wife is just like, aren't you on that diet?
She's keeping you accountable.
Like, how you want to do that?
How rude of her to keep you accountable.
You know, it's
how
like
dare
she? She's like, I just want you to live healthy and live for a long time. And
she loves you.
I can't think of anything meaner.
You're like, I want to die fat and soon.
Yes.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. The worst cover songs on the internet have landed here for your enjoyment.
Yeah.
It's Cover Your Ears on Dave and Mahoney.
30 seconds on the clock for each one of these tunes. Janine is joining us today. How are you, Janine?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. We've got kind of a mixed bag today. We got one that's got 373,000 views, but the first one here, a bit more challenging. It's only got 4 views on it. It's from Mark Sings Cover Classics.
Mm.
Okay, so Mark is going to croon for you here. 30 seconds on the clock. Let's see if you can figure this one out. Good luck. That's 30 seconds right there. Over to you, Janine. Do you know it?
Oh, my God. I want to say it's Rolling Stones. I don't know.
You do have a couple of lifelines here should you need them. So if you feel like you don't know this one, you can tag in Mahoney or Audrey. Don't tag in Audrey because she's shaking
my
head,
man, because I would give you the answer of whatever that hell song is whenever you're going through the Willy Wonka tube.
Yeah, it wasn't a great cover of that song.
It's one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, Mahoney can help you. You want to use them?
Yes, definitely, please.
That is Dancing Days from Led Zeppelin.
That's right.
It was?
Yeah. I didn't know what it was until probably 15 seconds.
Shocker there for me.
Okay, this next one is the most popular one of the day. 373,000 views on this one. And the reason why I think it has that many views, and I haven't heard this yet. I don't know if it's going to be good or not. It's got a lot of views, though, because it's Courtney Love.
You're asking if it's going to be good?
It's Courtney Love.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably not. Okay. She's doing the cover of this song. So 30 seconds. Here we go. Good luck. Walking Quaalude. Like, what do you mean?
Can I tell you how toxic women are as friends? Because she's up there, I want a perfect body. And all the girls in the audience are like, yeah! We're so
go,
toxic.
Courtney.
Keep doing you, girl.
You sound great.
You're doing a really good job.
If there was ever a band for her not to cover.
I know. All right, Janine, do you know that one?
Is it Creep?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
there we go. We knew you'd get there, Janine. Good job.
Just trust your gut. You're doing great.
You are doing great. You got 2 points. Audrey still available as a lifeline if needed. This next one, 49,000 views from the Northern Kings. Here we go.
I remember, don't worry. How could I ever forget? It's the first time, the last time we ever met. But I know the reason why you keep your suddens up. No, you don't fool me. The hurt doesn't show.
Okay, I don't know where the Northern Kings are from, but I imagine they would crush it in a tailgate session outside of the Viking Stadium.
I was just thinking Minnesota.
All right. Janine, do you know it for the win?
Bill Collins. The dead of... Oh, God.
Take a breath.
It's all right.
I can hear you calling it the dead of... I can't remember the name of this song. It's by Phil Collins, so I know it's Phil Collins.
It's like the one Phil Collins song, you know.
Well, part of the problem is that you're singing the lyrics wrong. So I think that even if you were to have known the name of the song, it just isn't going to help you here if you don't know the lyrics.
Would you like to tag in, Audrey?
Yes, please, can I?
For the win.
In the air tonight.
Do you think Mike Tyson walks out to that when he fights Jake Paul?
God, I hope so.
That's his favorite, isn't it?
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You guys want to hear some drama?
Of course, always. No.
So, normally I don't like to meddle in people's personal business and their relationships, but, you know, there is a firefighter. I guess he's like a fire engineer, whatever that is. He's identified as Gregory Knaus.
Engineers are the drivers.
Is that what they are?
I think so.
He was arrested for allegedly causing $25,000 in damage to a townhouse because of a love triangle gone wrong.
These things happen.
Well, yeah, especially when not everyone in the love triangle is aware of the love triangle.
That makes it
a bit more complicated. So this guy owned this townhouse, and he had a girlfriend, and there was reportedly an extra marital or extra relationship going on with this Gregory fella.
Uh-huh.
And
so he was the other person. He was the side piece.
He was the side piece, but he also has a wife. And so...
You can't get jealous like that if you got a wifey.
No. So the guy who had the girlfriend, he was the one that found out. And then he said, I'm going to tell your wife that you're banging my girlfriend.
Hang on.
Does that make sense?
No, I'm confused.
Okay. Let me back up. There's the dude who works for the fire department.
Okay.
He is hooking up with this other guy's girlfriend.
That owns the townhouse.
Okay. The guy whose girlfriend is getting stooped by Gregory.
Oh, Greg.
He goes, hey, man, you're married. I'm going to tell your wife.
Ooh.
To which Gregory went, if you do that, I'm going to ruin your life. And the way that he decided...
Which I think is fair.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. The way that he decided that he was going to ruin his life, though, is... Again, Gregory is the one who works for the fire department who got busted here. Uh-huh. He's the one that is threatening to ruin his life.
Right.
And so...
If he's exposed.
He's sabotaging this guy's townhouse.
How so?
What is so odd about all of this, too, before we get into the dramatics here?
Uh-huh.
It's just a girl.
Yeah.
Like, this is just a woman. You know what I mean? Like, this is just a girl who's in between the two of you. Like, you guys are just, like, you're pining for this one girl's attention. Like, there's not a billion other women.
But if you're the guy who's in this relationship and you find out that your girlfriend is hooking up with somebody else and the guy that's hooking up with your girlfriend is married...
I don't care. I'm just moving on.
You're just moving on?
That girl is a piece of crap. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, you're pining for a person who clearly is not a good person.
Yeah.
Everybody involved here is kind of a loser except for the wife of the firefighter, it seems.
Yeah, so the firefighter decides that he is going to try to ruin this guy's life.
Which I appreciate the spite.
As opposed to being a gentleman and just stealing his identity or something, he decides that he is going... Or, you know, roll up your sleeves, punch each other in the face, then buy each other a beer afterwards.
Right.
He decides that he is going to vandalize his townhouse.
How so?
And so not only does this dude lose his girlfriend, now he's got this firefighter that is putting spray foam into the home's plumbing and vandalizing the air conditioning units.
Oh, that is a dick move.
How do you vandalize AC units?
No, you like spray foam inside of it to lock it up.
Oh.
Like same thing with the plumbing. I mean, these again, I'm shocked it's only $25,000 worth of damage if you were to do something like that.
Dang, man.
The reason why this guy made the news is because he's facing charges including making threats, harassment, reckless damaging of utility, felony second-degree burglary, and criminal damage.
So not only does now your wife know,
yeah,
the city knows,
yeah,
and you're catching a felony charge.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
I got a message for you.
Leave a message for the Dave and Mahoney Show anytime by calling 833-YO-DUMMY. That's 833-963-8669.
Can we get any other word than unprecedented? It's been 4 years of unprecedented.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to precedented times. Just normal stuff instead of the entire world on fire. That
are
would be nice.
Are people still using unprecedented?
I feel like, yeah.
These are some pretty unprecedented times.
Like all times are. It's always changing. There's never been a normal time. You take a time and then you go back 20 years prior and it's always vastly different. Like you go back to 2000, vastly different than 2020. Mm-hmm. You go back to 1980, vastly different than 2000. Go back to 1960. Every 20 years, the world changes completely.
Also, people love drama, man. Mm-hmm. Like there is nothing about the news that's going to be good news. Like you pull up the local news and it's just like fire and death and destruction because that's what people are compelled to. They want conflict. They don't want
things
to be all
hunky-dory. That's why people slow down at accidents.
Like if you walk outside and like actually experience the world, it's actually a pretty calm, cool place most of the time. But the drama is what we're drawn to like flies.
That's why I don't watch the news, man. Like, I know a lot of people will be like, well, you're just an ostrich. You're sticking your head in the sand. Like, you know what? I want to be happy. And you know what? I can focus on what I can control. And that's kind of one of the cool things about there being 8+ billion people on the planet. Like, the world doesn't need me. They don't need anything that I have to offer. So, like, let me just focus on the things that I can control and the people who I love and care about. And try to be as happy as I possibly can.
I need you, Mahoney.
No, you don't. If I die, the show goes on tomorrow.
That's true.
And you probably divvy up my salary.
Yeah, we get a raise.
Huh. You're welcome, Audrey.
That's interesting.
Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
What in the Dumb and Dumber is going on here? There is a college student in Wisconsin who has been charged with a felony for allegedly placing Visine eye drops in her roommate's water bottle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That's no joke these days.
So there was the scene, obviously, from Wedding Crashers and obviously Dumb and Dumber as well when it came to the natural laxative. I didn't actually know this.
This is an old bartender's trick from way back when.
Yeah, where I guess you want to get rid of a guest or whatever and you put a couple of drops
and
in there.
And it just wrecks them.
And I guess it is a very powerful laxative. Oof. She reportedly confessed to what she calls a prank because she got the idea from Wedding Crashers. But the roommate experienced nausea, diarrhea, loss of appetite, fatigue, prompting her to have to go to the doctor. The scheme was revealed when she shared it with another student who informed the affected roommate. If convicted, this college student faces a max of 3.5 years in prison.
I mean, she's not going to do 3.5 years in prison. But you got to think, though, there are, you know, parameters that need to be set because this is poisoning somebody.
Yes.
It is, you know. I mean, yes, she didn't die. And yes, you know, she experienced a lot of discomfort. But that you still can't do that to somebody against their will.
She's also violating school rules, too. So she's probably expelled. And, you know, her life is definitely topsy-turvy at the moment.
I mean, a felony, that's pretty serious stuff. That's going to stay on your record. And, I mean, that's why you got to keep it within the lines. I mean, during my college years, a roommate of mine, we had the great dildo wars. Where you would hide
gay.
A large, well, yeah.
No, it sounded fun, Audrey.
It sounds fun and totally masculine, Audrey. Totally straight.
Sometimes we like to play lightsabers with the phallic objects.
Every time that we hid the large phallic object, we would say no homo, so no homo, okay?
That's just how it was back then. It was a different time. Okay, you don't understand.
Anyways, back to you guys.
And then I made sweet love to a man. It was fine. I liked it.
You try to hide it in places where it would surprise the individual. And it got, you know, like the videos that you see nowadays where it's like the husband and wife pranking each other with like the balloons. And it would be that where like you would position it above a door when they would open their closet door, it'd come swinging down and hit them in the face. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Not gay at all, for sure.
Totally not gay at all. Maybe I should have caught a felony and just done the Visine Nudge. Why did I admit that? What am I doing?
That's battery.
How'd you get that black eye? I don't want to talk about it.
That's a wrap. Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.